certain path in life, it'll have a compelling middle with some surprises and some adjustments. And it should have a satisfying ending, leaving you with the knowledge that you're prepared for future disruptions. And there will be future disruptions. In 2022, I visited Nashville several times while Dolly Parton and I were co-writing a novel, Run, Rose, Run. That February, I visited my old graduate school, Vanderbilt University, to give a guest lecture titled The Power of Disruptions to business students in Professor Patrick Ledden's leadership class. I began by challenging, disrupting, the students in an unusual way. I asked them if they were living a good life, or had they been getting on one treadmill after another for most of their lives. Was that treadmill routine satisfying for them? Basically, were they happy? I told the students how several significant disruptions had led to my becoming CEO of the country's leading advertising agency, J. Walter Thompson, and how I had then disrupted my life in a major way by changing careers and eventually became the best-selling writer in the world. Finally, I confessed to them that because of disruptions, I'd been in love with two wonderful women and had married one of them. I reassured the students that I wanted all of them to lead good, satisfying lives and that managing disruptions would be important, more important than they could imagine. This book came about because of that disruptive lecture. Today, whenever I give a speech, whether to a corporate group, to college students, or to people at a book event, I ask the audience members whether they are living good lives. And now I'll ask you the same question. Are you living a good life? Are you passionate about your job, about your employer, about your future? How's your family life? How are your relationships with friends and coworkers? Are you able to balance your work life with your personal life? I love my job. That's because I don't work for a living. I play for a living. The reason for this, 100%, has to do with managing disruption. Equally important, or maybe even more important, has been the effect of disruptions on my home life. I love my wife. I sometimes joke that if Sue ever leaves me, I'm going with her. I love our son Jack. The three of us have always discussed and negotiated significant changes, disruptions, in our lives. Disruption can be scary, but it can also be an agent for positive change. Virtually every company and virtually every employee from top to bottom needs to be open to disruption and play a part in positive change. That's right. Everybody has a part to play. My successes, as well as my weathering of bad luck and personal tragedy, have arisen from my ability to understand and make use of disruption in positive ways. I became the CEO of J. Walter Thompson North America at 36. I got there by disrupting the norm, which spurred growth and much higher profits for the firm. When I was 24, I was living out of a tiny room in a low-rent hotel on West 51st Street in New York City. The wallpaper in the room had thousands of pentagons on it, and some former occupant had drawn an X through every single pentagon. I needed to get out of there fast. But how? Back then, I didn't know I needed a disruption, but I did need one badly. To secure an entry-level job as an advertising copywriter, you were required to present a portfolio of clever ads. I wanted to work at J. Walter Thompson because Thompson was the biggest and most powerful ad agency. But I'd never taken a single advertising or marketing course. What I did was disrupt the hiring process. I hand-delivered a portfolio of ads to Thompson's New York office. This wasn't a disruption. It was the status quo.